This morning's address is the poetry of Rumi and Hafiz. Poetry holds a special place in the Islamic tradition. Muslims believe that over time, God sent many prophets to humanity, but that the Prophet Muhammad would be the final prophet God sent. The religion inspired by Muhammad's life experiences is today embraced by over 1 billion people in all parts of the world. In his lifetime, many miracles were attributed to the Prophet. It was a risk religious leaders ran, I think, that they were attributed with miracles. But with one exception, Muhammad denied ever having created a miracle. And that exception is the sacred book of Islam, the Quran, because in its original Arabic, classical Arabic, the Quran is said to be the most exquisite poetry. And that's why Muslims like to read it in its traditional Arabic. Jalal al-Rumi and Hafiz were renowned poets, both of them from the Muslim tradition. They wrote in Persian. Today, the poetry is appreciated by peoples of all faiths and backgrounds. They lived about 700 years ago, the two of them. In his early career, Rumi was a noted Islamic scholar and a judge, while the name Hafiz means one who can recite the Quran by heart. It is said that while still a child, Hafiz achieved that remarkable feat that he could, sort of like learning the New Testament off word by word. Hafiz was born, lived in, and is buried in Shiraz in Iran. Both Rumi and Hafiz were Sufis, and a Sufi is someone who belongs to the mystic tradition of Islam. Sufis seek direct experience of the divine through meditation, prayer, fasting, and in the case of Islam, through dance. Some of you who have been on holidays may have seen whirling dervishes. They originated in Sufi Islam, and they're still part of Sufi Islam, where they go round and around in a circle, and it brings them to a different mental state. Translating between languages is always difficult, particularly so for poetry. And despite the difficulties of translation, the differences between religions and cultures, and the hundreds of years have passed since the poetry was written, the poems still sing to the heart. Hafiz was an important influence on Henry David Thoreau and Ralph Waldo Emerson. And Thoreau and Emerson were members of the Transcendental Club in Boston in the 1800s. And of course, the Transcendentalists in Boston were an amazing influence on modern Unitarianism. So there's a thread going from Sufi Islam to the Transcendentalists to modern Unitarianism. The novelist Arthur Conan Doyle had Sherlock Holmes speak the words, that there was as much sense in Hafiz as there was in Horace, Horace being a Roman poet who lived before the time of Jesus. We know a little bit more about the life of Rumi. He was born in what is now Afghanistan, and he was born in 1207. And his family spoke Persian. He died age 66. He was a noted Islamic scholar and a judge. He was the imam or leader of his community. He was a very learned teacher. One day, Rumi met a man called Shams Tabrizi. The influence of Shams made him leave behind the life of a scholar and a preacher and instead seek this knowledge of God through direct experience. Rumi wrote about how meeting Shams had changed his life. He said, of the scholar and preacher I once was, not a single speck remains. Love has taken away all my practices and habits. Instead, it has filled me with poetry. And there's a big mystery about what happened to Shams. For several months, Rumi and Shams were inseparable. We're never told if they're actually lovers, but there was a great deal of love between them. And it is thought that Rumi's son may have been involved in the disappearance of Shams. Rumi and Shams were together. There was a knock at the back door. Shams answered the door, walked outside, and he was never seen again. So this morning I'm going to share some of my favorite Sufi poems with you and say a little bit about why I chose the poems. The first two poems are about that lovely guilt of sin that we were brought up with. Because much of what the hierarchy spoke about sin is utter nonsense. Religious leaders are very expert at making us feel guilty and portraying God as a vengeful, judgmental person. And as a person, they judge him, they portray God as a person. But a mystical approach to religion in the poetry of Rumi and Hafiz puts a very different slant on religion and God. And the first poem is called Now Is the Time, and it's by Hafiz. Now is the time to know that all that you do is sacred. Now, why not consider a lasting truce with yourself and God? Now is the time to understand that all your ideas of right and wrong were just a child's training wheels to be laid aside when you finally live with veracity and love. Now is the time for the world to know that every thought and action is sacred. That this is the time for you to compute the impossibility that there is anything but grace. Now is the season to know that everything that you do is sacred. And Rumi wrote similarly. He said, out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about ideas and language. Even the phrase each other doesn't seem to make any sense. In another poem, Rumi wrote, today, like every day, we wake up empty and scared. Don't open the door to your study and begin reading. Take down a musical instrument. Let the beauty we love be what we do. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the earth. Again, that contradicts the busy life that we feel that we're on a treadmill of working. Rumi's advice to do something creative, something that you love, is wonderful. And this advice, again, is reflected in a poem by Hafiz called All the Hemispheres. Leave the familiar for a while. Let your senses and body stretch out like a welcome season onto the meadows and shores and hills. Open up the roof. Make a new watermark on your excitement and love. Like a blooming night flower, bestow your vital fragrance of happiness and giving upon our intimate assembly. Change rooms in your mind for a day. All the hemisphere in existence lie beside an equator in your heart. Greet yourself in your thousand other forms as you mount the hidden tide and travel back home. All the hemispheres in heavens are sitting round a fire, chatting while stitching themselves together into the great circle inside of you. I love that line, change rooms in your mind for a day. You know, often we are like the old hamster on a wheel, replaying the same old storylines, same old work day, the same old habits. And usually the stories are the ones that are not good, the ones of regret, the ones of hurt, the ones of anger. So today we decide, at some stage, today or during the week, we change rooms in our mind for a day. A different poem is the poem The Guest House, and Rumi wrote this one. And this reminds us that everything we experience comes to us for a reason. And he tells us that we must own our thoughts, our experiences, and our actions. You know, sometimes we don't. We like to forget what we did wrong. We like to maybe not remember that we were so miserable to somebody, or whatever. But this one is The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful to whoever comes, because each of them has been sent as a guide from a beyond. Religions do tend to emphasize the shortcomings of humanity. Humans are unworthy. In common with our shortcomings and foolishness, we have a sense of the mystery that is beyond us, but deep within us. And these themes of foolishness and yet longing for something deeper are beautifully addressed in this poem by Hafiz called My Sweet Crushed Angel. You have not danced so badly, my dear, trying to hold hands with the beautiful one. You have waltzed with great style, my sweet crushed angel, to have ever neared God's heart at all. Our partner is notoriously difficult to follow, and even his best musicians are not always easy to hear. So what if the music has stopped for a while? So what if the price of admission to the divine is out of reach tonight? So what, my dear, if you do not have the ante to gamble for real love? The mind and the body are famous for holding the heart ransom, but Hafiz knows the beloved's eternal habits. Have patience, for he will not be able to resist your longing for long. You have not danced so badly, my dear, trying to kiss the beautiful one. You have actually waltzed with tremendous style, oh my sweet crushed angel. There we are. We're not awful sinners. We are crushed angels. Of course, there have been books of theology written about God, God's existence, attributes, justice, judgments. We know what it would sink a ship, the library of books on theology. Hafiz's version of God is very simple. He said, every child has known God, not the God of names, not the God of don'ts, not the God who ever does anything weird, but the God who knows only four words and repeats them, saying, come dance with me. Come dance.